Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Besides Jaden Daniels, short explanation, your biggest reason for confidence that the Commanders can win on Sunday is?
Outside of Jaden Daniels?
Yes, that was the whole point. Everybody's going to answer Jaden Daniels.
I mean, realistically speaking, why else would you be confident in this group?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
That's a crazy question to ask.
It's not a crazy question. Because
if you take
answers.
Him out of the equation, they have no shot. You'd say they have no shot without Marshawn Lattimore.
Of course.
They legitimately have no shot without Jaden.
Take him out. I'm just saying for the purposes of the argument, we can't have nine knuckleheads
call up and be like, Jaden Daniels. The biggest reason for
10, confidence. Including you.
Biggest reason for confidence outside of Jaden Daniels is Cliff Kingsbury getting to scheme up against this defense for the second time this year. And I think teams that have played zone against Washington, as Tampa's going to do, have struggled. So I think Cliff and this offensive coaching staff seeing Todd Bowles defense for the second time this year should be an advantage for them.
But I thought week one doesn't matter.
Yeah, but...
No, I'm just teasing. I mean, obviously, they're not watching. I mean, I'm sure they went back and watched week one, but more interested. I'm sure they were probably much more interested in weeks 8 through 16 or 17 or whatever it was. All right, so Linnell gave you his biggest reason. We're asking everybody beyond Jaden Daniels because that's obvious, duh. You know, let's do something creative, right? So he gave you Cliff Kingsbury's ability to game plan for a second time this year versus Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think that's a really good one. We'll get to Cliff and the coaching stuff a little bit later on in his response to, you know, what he was asked about and so on and so forth, which, by the way, I think is exactly what I expected and also what I believe. We will get to that a little bit later on. But I think what you mean by that is...
Yes.
He knows his quarterback so much better now. He knows his wide receivers, for lack of, good and bad, I guess is what I wanted to say, better now than in week one. He knows his team better, right? They all know their team better. The pluses and minuses of what they can do, what they might not do.
Yeah, Cliff's not going to try to run their head into the wall.
I want a heavy Austin Ekeler impact on this game, in the screen department. I remember being in Tampa.
Well, all year.
Start doing it.
This is not the time.
No,
to start,
I mean Ekeler being out the last 5 weeks hasn't helped. I agree that they haven't executed it well.
The best thing you
damn
said,
it, do it.
The best thing you said was yesterday about their offense, and you wrote it in our rundown. If they could get. Can hook up on a deep shot early. It is going to change way Tampa plays this. Because I'm telling you now, you saw it in week one. They were jumping all of the quick game stuff. I mean, jumping it completely.
Well, because remember, they started that game. The very first play of Jaden Daniels' career was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was a screen or swing screen to the right to Brian Robinson. And he threw it behind him. And it was a fumble. Because he threw it backwards, and it went for a loss of 15 yards. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
But later on in that game, he threw a middle screen to Austin Ekeler. I remember it clear as day. I was there. Okay?
Gain of 22.
Gain of 22 up the middle. Like, there are going to be opportunities.
Brian Robinson had a 32-yard catch.
Yes, but there are going to be opportunities, whether you consider them screen by design, whether you consider them checkdowns, whatever they are. okay? There are going to be opportunities against a fast-flowing Tampa defense that should vacate some holes and should vacate some zones if Jaden can read it, process it, and get it over the top of them.
And there's also no Chris Godwin in this game.
Well, that yes.
He was pretty he torched Mikey Samuels.
Yes, absolutely. But to your point about the deep shots, what we talked about yesterday and whatever. Listen, when you're dealing with, and I'm just trying to pull up their latest injury report. I mean, look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been beat up, especially in the second half
That's
of the season.
It's so impressive,
really, since about week five, week six. Yeah. They have been terribly beat up.
Chris, they lost four starters in the secondary against us.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's true. I mean, just looking at it for what it is right now. Jamel Dean, one of their top corners, if not their best corner, limited practice yesterday. Josh Hayes was a full practice. I just want to make sure I get the right information here. Antoine Winfield. Now, this is the bad news. He was full go yesterday. He's missed a lot of time this year. Now, they still have some other guys on offense and throughout their roster, but
this secondary is not talented, healthy or not.
Antoine Winfield is the really best guy.
Antoine Winfield and Jamel Dean are two good players. Other than that, the rest of the secondary to me is a bunch of Jags. Edwards, Jag.
No, I would give
Ty
you that.
Ty Smith.
I would give you that.
Wet-nosed rookie.
But what have you spent the last better part of the last day or so with me saying?
What? In terms of?
In terms of the Commanders.
Oh, pressure.
Right. So if you get the pressure.
The secondary plays better. I would say this, though. That's one thing Cliff has done a good job of, but this will be key on Sunday. Because Washington's offensive line, despite what the numbers say, like, they're still not a good group in pass pro. There's a lot that goes in their favor to aid them. Cliff leaving in tight ends. Cliff leaving
in. Well, that's all part of it. Yes. That's not. I mean,
it's all to help.
If you're
them
just
out.
Isolating the five offensive linemen, there's not a lot of great offensive lines, just five-man units, right? Philadelphia,
Detroit.
I mean, Detroit, yeah.
the group we're going up against, they've heavily invested in that.
When did Ron Rivera, and quite honestly, even this group, because they needed a quarterback, even with three second-round picks, they didn't choose an offensive lineman.
Yeah, because they fell in love with Jason Newton for some reason.
Okay, well, but, you know.
I just look at their defense and go, Washington should be able to move the football up and down the field. Yeah, they can't have the stupid penalties to put them in the third and longs, or even the second and longs for that matter, because second and long turns into third and long.
Right. If you're going to get penalties and have no natural run game, I don't think you have a shot. Now, they cleaned up some of the penalties last week, but the sacks were back at least in the first half.
So that's where it gets interesting, right? Because we'll expound upon this a little bit more later in terms of like what's more important. The one that we talked about in terms of like getting the run game going offensively or stopping the run defensively. Yep. I don't think they need to run the football at all Sunday. How can you say that and then tell me
that the screen game has sucked all year and that you can't count on that?
There are other ways to get yourselves into third and manageable.
Sure, but
the quarterback run game is going to be, you're going to pull your hair out on Sunday because Cliff's going to run his ass.
You want him running 22 times, 23 times a game?
I'm not saying 22 times. However many times
I've already surrendered that he's going to probably have to scramble because he's under pressure.
He is going to.
And designed runs 15 times.
I was about to say,
which I hate.
We're probably going to see about 50.
I hate.
It's the playoffs, Chris.
I hate it.
Leave it all on the floor. Go hard and go home.
Okay.
When he gets injured. Jeez Louise, don't say that. Don't say that.
I mean, he got banged up last week.
Don't say that.
He got banged up last week.
Matt, tell him to stop. You're not going to do – like, stop saying that. You're speaking it into the ether.
Oh, like that matters.
The offensive coordinator is not going down to New Orleans because he believes in voodoo. Did you not hear the press conference about a month ago? We don't do that type of energy here. That's the old
right.
Washington.
The old Washington.
Yeah, like...
All right, so anyway, moving on. Your biggest reason for confidence...
Get some help.
...is Cliff Kingsbury. Mine, I wouldn't say it's the screen game, because you're right. They haven't been great at it, but they need it to be a bigger part. And whether that's tunnel screens, wide receiver screens, slip screens,
but
what
Chris,
have
let
you.
Me say this real quick. If they get 4 yards on screen, it's a win.
Granted, fine, but if that's essentially going to be your answer to replacing the natural run game or offsetting or trying to get something out of that
RPO, then you, screen
game, fine,
yeah.
Okay. Now, my biggest reason for confidence.
I can't wait to hear this
again. I can't tell you the natural run game. I want it to be. I don't believe
it's
hard.
Will be. This is a hard task without Jaden Daniels being allowed as an answer. Because I don't have a lot of confidence without him. I don't.
My biggest reason for confidence is this team has a moxie and a puncher's mentality when they need it the most. When they need it the most.
That's the best answer you've given all season.
The last, let's just call it last 3 minutes-ish of a game. Overtime. 3 minutes-ish.
Cardiac
give or take. Of a game near the end of the first half, this team seems to operate with an assassin-like mentality.
I'm really glad you said that, Chris.
And for that reason, if they give themselves a chance and they're not getting blown out like they were 37-13 in week one, because remember, the final score was 37-20. Jaden scored a meaningless touchdown late and ran the ball a lot on that drive. The game was 37-13 when that drive started, okay? If they give themselves a chance, they're down 24-21 with three and a half minutes left to go, I'm telling you right here and right now, not that I'm telling you anything you haven't seen because you've seen it play out. If they are within a score with 4 minutes left to go in the game, they are winning this game.